When the lights go out, they speak. The vanished, the cursed, the cruel. Their echoes live here. I'm Raven Vale, and you've just crossed the threshold. Welcome to Whispers from the Dark. The Beast of Air, the Devil's Hole Covenant. The darkness gathers, and with it, the whispers. I'm Raven Vale, and this is Whispers from the Dark. Tonight, we journey to a place of profound, almost impenetrable solitude, the vast emerald expanse of the Guyanese jungle, a land of ancient trees, winding rivers, and a humidity that presses close like a shroud. In 1982, just a few years after the world reeled from the unimaginable horror of Jonestown, another lesser-known tragedy unfolded in the heart of this same unforgiving wilderness. This was not the vast, sprawling commune of Jonestown, but a small, isolated covenant bound by a shared, terrifying belief and led by a voice that claimed to speak for a creature of the very air itself. This is the chilling story of the Devil's Hole mass suicide. Guyana, in the early 1980s, was a nation still grappling with the echoes of Jonestown, its remote interior having become synonymous with the dark extremes of cultic devotion. Yet, the sheer scale and isolation of its jungle meant that pockets of extremism could still take root, far from the prying eyes of government or media. It was into this deep, green anonymity that a small group, identifying themselves as the Ascended, retreated. They were a motley collection of individuals, disillusioned by society, seeking a purer, more direct connection to the divine, or perhaps simply seeking escape. Their charismatic, self-proclaimed prophet was a man known only as Brother Gabriel. His origins were vague, his past shadowy. What was clear was his magnetic ability to draw desperate souls into his orbit, his sermons filled with fire and brimstone, promises of ultimate redemption, and warnings of a corrupt world destined for fiery purification. He spoke of ancient evils, of entities that fed on human depravity, and of a path to salvation that demanded absolute, unwavering devotion and ultimate sacrifice. He led his small flock, numbering just over a dozen, on an arduous journey deep into the remote jungle, seeking a sacred site, a place where the veil between worlds could be pierced, where spiritual cleansing could truly begin. Their destination was a location known locally, with a grim reverence, as Devil's Hole. Not a tourist attraction, but a series of interconnected caves and ravines hidden deep within the verdant labyrinth, a place whispered about in hushed tones by the few indigenous tribes who dared to venture near it. The air there was heavy, stagnant, imbued with a sense of ancient stillness. Brother Gabriel declared it to be a site of immense spiritual power, a portal. And it was within the damp, echoing confines of one of these caves that the Ascended made their final camp. Gabriel's theology was a terrifying distortion of familiar religious concepts. He preached that the world was utterly consumed by demonic forces, that humanity was beyond redemption, save for a select few who truly understood the path to purification. This path, he revealed, was not through traditional prayer or repentance, but through a radical act of demonic purification, by willingly shedding their physical bodies, by confronting the evil within and without, they would achieve a transcendent state, a glorious paradise free from worldly corruption. This, he taught, was the true ascension. The source of these chilling revelations, Gabriel claimed, was not divine scripture, the direct, insidious instruction from an otherworldly entity. He told his followers he was in communion with a beast of air. This beast, he described, was not a creature of flesh and blood, but an invisible, omnipresent force, a malevolent intelligence that spoke to him in whispers carried on the wind, in the rustling of leaves, in the very silence of the jungle. It was a being of pure thought, pure evil, commanding them to release their souls from their demonic flesh, to join it in a higher realm. Its voice, Gabriel assured them, was the true voice of purification, urging them to shed their earthly confines and ascend. On a sweltering August morning, the covenant was sealed. Brother Gabriel gathered his 12 followers within the largest chamber of Devil's Hole. The air was thick with expectation, the low drone of Gabriel's final sermon filling the cavern. He spoke of the beast's approval, of paradise waiting, of an ultimate freedom from suffering. He then produced a concoction, a bitter, dark liquid, almost certainly a potent poison, likely a crude mix of locally sourced toxins prepared under his direction. With chilling solemnity, each of the 12 individuals, one by one, raised their cups and drank the poison. There was no struggle, no apparent hesitation. They were not forced. They were convinced. Their faces, as they swallowed the deadly draught, reportedly held a strange mixture of serenity and a desperate, almost manic, anticipation of transcendence. The silence that followed was broken only by the last, ragged breaths of the dying, until only the drone of insects from outside the cave remained. The discovery of the bodies was not immediate. Days later, a solitary indigenous hunter, tracking game through an unfamiliar part of the jungle, stumbled upon the entrance to Devil's Hole. Drawn by an inexplicable sense of unease, or perhaps a faint, lingering scent, he ventured inside. The sight that greeted him was one of profound horror. 12 bodies, arranged in a rough circle, their faces contorted in various stages of rigor mortis, some with expressions of serene horror, others of chilling emptiness. The air in the cave was thick with the cloying, sickly sweet smell of decay and a metallic tang, characteristic of certain poisons. He immediately alerted the nearest authorities. The Guyanese police and military, wary after Jonestown, dispatched a small, specialized team. The journey to Devil's Hole was arduous, a testament to the sheer isolation of the site. Upon arrival, the scene confirmed the hunter's grim report. The bodies were meticulously processed. There were no signs of external violence, no struggle. It was clearly a mass suicide. But the motive remained baffling. What could compel 12 people to end their lives in such a remote, ritualistic fashion? The answers, as unsettling as they were, came from the group's makeshift campsite near the cave entrance. Among the few personal effects, investigators found Brother Gabriel's crude journals. His frantic, handwritten entries detailed his spiritual journey, his profound connection to the beast of air, and the precise instructions he claimed to have received for the communal act of purification. He meticulously described the beast as an intangible entity, a whispering presence that moved through the very atmosphere, its voice carried on the wind, its will impressed upon his mind. It spoke of ridding the world of its demonic infestation, and how the ultimate purification began with shedding the impure physical form. The journals left no doubt that Gabriel firmly believed he was acting as a conduit for this unseen, malevolent force. Authorities struggled to comprehend such a bizarre, supernatural-tinged event. Was Brother Gabriel a deluded madman, his psychosis amplified by the isolation of the jungle, and his followers caught in a shared delusion? Or was there something else, something far more sinister at play, a malevolent entity feeding on vulnerability, despair, and the deep human yearning for salvation, whispering deadly commands into receptive minds? The official conclusion leaned towards collective delusion and the manipulative power of a charismatic leader, but the sheer conviction evident in the victims and the chilling descriptions of the beast of air left an unsettling void in any purely rational explanation. What truly led those 12 souls to their self-inflicted demise in Devil's Hole, dear listeners? Was the beast of air a metaphor for Brother Gabriel's own descent into madness, his twisted psyche externalized as an insidious entity? Or was it something more, an ancient, unseen predator, native to the deep jungles, capable of influencing the minds of the desperate, feeding on their misplaced faith and orchestrating their destruction? The idea of a malevolent force that requires no physical form, needing only an open mind and a vulnerable spirit to implement its deadly will, is chilling beyond measure. It is a horror that doesn't wield a knife or a gun, but whispers insidious promises of paradise, twisting belief into a weapon of self-destruction. In the vast, silent depths of the Guyanese jungle, the entrance to Devil's Hole remains hidden, a grim monument to a terrifying covenant. And for those who dare to ponder its mystery, the question lingers: does the beast of air still whisper through the trees, searching for new ears to fill with promises of purification, new souls to claim for its unseen dominion? Until next time, when the whispers grow louder, good night.